This shiur is dedicated to Ilui Nishmoso of a very, very special woman, Isha HaChashuva, Ruach Aleiha Bes Reb Chaim Osher HaKohen, the mother of my dear friend, our dear friend Chaim Olinsky. This week was the HaKomes Metzeva. So the Divrei Torah we are learning should be Ilui Nishmoso. She should be a Melech Yosha for the unbelievable family. The shir is also dedicated L'Ilui Nishmos of Chaim Yisocha Ben Yechiel Zeidel Dov, our dear and unforgettable Chaim Feigenbaum. She'a Melech Yosha L'Kol HaMishpocha. We should only know Simcha and Nachas. The topic we will be discussing this week, Parsha Shoiftim, is Ksiva Sefer Torah. The source of this mitzvah is actually not in this week, but in Parshas Vayelech. Actually, the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is the last mitzvah in Torah's Moshe. But being that we always read Parshas Vayelech Yom Tov time, I never have the opportunity to speak about this mitzvah because Yom Tov we speak about in Yonah Deyoma. And therefore, I'm taking advantage of the fact that in this week's Parsha we have the mitzvah of the Melech to write a Sefer Torah. So the topic we will be discussing is the dual mitzvah, Ksiva Sefer Torah upon every individual, and the additional mitzvah on Melech Yisrael. So we're dealing with two different mitzvahs in this week's parasha. Kishifta al kisam amlachta v'kosav loy es mishnu ha-toyru azois. So on one hand, the Torah writes that he has to write the kosav loy. On the other hand, v'kura b'kol yemei chayev l'man yilam adliros Hashem. And we find the same dual expression in parashas v'yerech. V'yato kis v'lachem es hashiru azois. And then the Torah says, "V'lamdo es bnei Yisrael sumo b'fihem." So the first question I would like to discuss is, what is the essence of this mitzvah? Is it the actual ksiva, writing a Sefer Torah, or having a Sefer Torah in your possession? You should be able to learn from that Sefer. Many achronim understood that this is actually a mechloikis between the Rambam and the Rosh. The Rambam in many sources writes that the mitzvah kipshuto is ksiva sefer Torah. Sefer mitzvah zakotzo, which we define as minyan mitzvahs, mitzvah yud zayin, yud ches, mitzvah sasei. Regarding the melech and the hedyet, the Rambam writes lichtoiv. Once again in Sefer HaMitzvah, Yud Zayin Yud Ches, once again in Perek Zayin, Aloch Aleph, and Elchus Ksiva Sefer Torah, regarding the mitzvah incumbent upon every individual, and in Perek Gimel of Hilchas Malachim, dealing with the mitzvah of the Melech. So in all these sources, the Rambam writes that one must write a Sefer Torah, which seems to indicate according to the Rambam's understanding, the mitzvah is the actual ksiva. The Rambam writes in Perek Zayin of Hilchas Sefer Torah that if a person doesn't know how to write, then he could hire someone to write a sefer for him. And the Mechas Chenechem Mitzvah Tofrei Shud Gimel as Medayek of the Roshon of the Rambam, obviously purchasing a sefer Torah would not be sufficient. Either you have to write, or your shaliach should write, because shlichu shalom kamoisa. So once again, this is based on the understanding that according to the Rambam, the mitzvah isn't to have a sefer Torah, but actually to write one. On the other hand, the Rosh, hilchas sefer Torah, the Rosh is mechadash b'kiddush, and he argues that bezman hazeh we don't actually learn from sefer Torah. And therefore, the ikur mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah would be writing chumashim, mishnayis, gemoras, halachic literature, because those are the sforim we need to learn. So obviously, the understanding of the Rosh is that the essence of this mitzvah is to have sforim from which we must learn, not the actual ksiva. Maybe the Rambam and the Rash go l'shitosa, dealing another halacha. Halacha whose source is in Megillah Chofzayin, the prohibition to sell a Sefer Torah. So when the Rambam brings this halacha, Perek Yud, halacha Beis, Avilcha Sefer Torah, the Rambam writes, Sefer Torah kosher, noyangam boy kedushi yaseh leve kovet godol, and therefore one cannot sell a Sefer Torah. So it is clear on the Rambam that the prohibition, the issa to sell a Sefer, is because of kvoid Sefer Torah. However, the Rosh in Hilchas Sefer Torah, when the Rosh brings the halacha, seems to be clear from the formulation of the Rosh that because we have a mitzvah to write a sefer, therefore we cannot sell it. If you sell a sefer, you're mevatel the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah, and you must write a new one. This coincides with the understanding of the Rosh that the essence of the mitzvah is not writing a sefer, but actually possessing a sefer, having a sefer. So if you sell a sefer, you no longer mekayim the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah. The Rosh goes on to argue that based on the above mentioned opinion, that in our times the mitzvah is to write chumashim, mishnayos, gemara, poiskim, one cannot sell his gemaras on the same idea that you can't sell a sefer Torah. So this once again seems to indicate that there's a machlokes that I'm in the Rosh in the basic understanding of the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah. Is it the actual ksiva that is essentially the mitzvah, or is it rather having a sefer Torah from which we may learn? The Gemara Menuchas Daf Lamed says, "Hakoina sefer Torah menashuk kechoytef mitzvah menashuk." Rashi's interpretation is, he is mekayim the mitzvah, but it's not a mitzvah mina mufra. It is preferable to write a sefer and not buy one. However, the Rama Yoredei Reisha in Sifalav seems to feel that lo yotze dechavosoi eino yotze yedechoyva. So l'chayre, the Rama is based on the opinion of the Rambam that the mitzvah is to write, and therefore when you buy, you didn't write, neither did your shliach write. The understanding of Rashi would coincide with the Rash. There is no mitzvah to write, but actually to have a sefer, to possess a sefer, and therefore, if you buy one, you're mekayim the mitzvah. So whatever I said up to this point is based on the assumption that there's a machlokes between Rambam and Rosh. But my firm opinion is there is no machlokes. In many various sugyas, I make the basic distinction between Maisa Mitzvah and Ma'usa Mitzvah. The actual act that we have to perform on one hand, the essence of the mitzvah on the other. And I think dealing with our mitzvah, it is so obvious, so self-evident from the psukim. We have to write in order to learn. Kis v'lechem z'shiva z'ois v'lamdos b'nei Yisrael suma b'fiyem. The Maisa Mitzvah is Ksiva. However, the Mahusa Mitzvah, the essence of the Mitzvah, is having Sforim from which we may learn. More than that, one of the basic Svaras I quoted many times, and even though I didn't see this anywhere, but to me it seems such a pashtus. When we define two different categories of mitzvahs, mitzvahs shebegavra, mitzvahs shebechefza, mitzvahs that essentially are only to bring forth an outcome, like a Micah, nobody should fall off the roof, like Bia Chometz, we shouldn't be over and by the Rabbi Yemotza, like Mila Saben. Each and every Jew should be Chosem Ba'ois Bris Kodesh. So these are mitzvahs. Essentially, their importance is the Tetzua. But there are many mitzvahs that don't have a tangible Tetzua. Those mitzvahs are the backbone of Avodas Elokim. Brochis, Kriya Shema, Tefillah, our Tefillah and Tzitzis, Kedusha V'Avdalta, Matzah Morah, Lulav and Sukkah. That is the basic structure of Avoidas HaOdom B'Olam. And to me it seems very clear that all the mitzvahs that are essentially Avoidas Elokim either belong to Seder Ayom or to Shabbos and Moed. Every day, the world is created anew. The sun shines upon the earth. People wake up in the morning. Habriyah mitchadeshet b'kol yom. And every day, we have our Seder Ayom of Avodas Elokim. So how do we define the mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah? A person has to write a Sefer Torah once in his life. If not the understanding, the basic understanding, that this is a mitzvah in which the essence of the mitzvah is the toitzor, the outcome, then it's totally unreasonable that there's a mitzvah of Avodas Hashem that a person has to perform once in his life. To me, that is out of the question. And this once again brings me to the conclusion that it is as simple as daylight, that the essence of this mitzvah is Talmud Torah, the Maisa Mitzvah is Ksiva Sefer Torah. And therefore Chazal understood, according to the interpretation of the Rishonim, that Ksiva is Lav Davki Ksiva. Someone else could write for you. You could purchase a Sefer Torah as long as you saw to it that you're going to have a Sefer Torah. That is the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. However, if you inherited a Sefer Torah, the Gemara says very clearly that you have to write another one. So my interpretation, my understanding would be, this is a mitzvah b'kum v'asei. You cannot be mekayem a mitzvah b'shev al tais. When you inherit a Sefer Torah, it is not something that you have done. It's not your initiative, it's not your action, it's not your deed. And therefore you're not mekayem the mitzvah. However, there is no difference between writing a Sefer Torah or purchasing a Sefer Torah. There actually is a difference, kechoit of mitzvah min hashuk, but that is only in the realm of mitzvah min hamifcha. But you're mekayem the mitzvah either by writing or by purchasing, or as long as you're mekayem the mitzvah b'kum v'asei, and you are the one that brought a Sefer Torah into being, then you are mekayem the mitzvah of ksivas Sefer Torah. Many gedolei achronim, as I mentioned before, came to the conclusion this is a machlokes Rambam Rashi, but I think that is a big mistake. In the proper formulation of Sefer HaMitzvahs, and I'm basing what I say on the Reb Shapsa Frankel edition, formulation of the Rambam in Mitzvah Yud Ches, Shiyeh lekol ish mimenu Sefer Torah mishelo. The mistaken formula was Shiyeh kol ish miyisrael koisev Sefer Torah la'atzmoy. That is not the right nusach. Shiyeh kol echod likol echod mimenu Sefer Torah mishelo. So the same Rambam that writes in various sources that the mitzvah is ksiva Sefer Torah, he makes it very clear in Sefer HaMitzvahs that the mitzvah is we should have a Sefer Torah. The Rambam goes on and writes, if one cannot write a Sefer Torah, he should purchase one or pay someone to write for him. So contrary to the Deek of the Minchas Chinuch, the Rambam explicitly writes that one could buy a Sefer Torah, and it's Mekayim the Mitzvah of Sefer Torah. So obviously this is not a Machlokes Rambam in Rush. The Rush, on the other hand, quotes the Lashon of the Rambam. If the Lashon of the Rambam would contradict the teaching of the Rush would be aware of that. The Rush quotes the Rambam, and Toich Kedei Dibur, the Rush writes that in our times one should write Mishnayos and Gemara. So obviously, The Rash didn't see in his opinion anything that contradicts the Rambam. Sefer HaChinuch Mitzvah Tov Reish Yud Gimel, in the caption, writes, Lichtov Sefer Torah. But then when he actually elaborates and explains the mitzvah, he uses the formula of the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvah, Shiyeh L'kol Echod Mi'Yisrael Sefer Torah Mishalo. And in the last paragraph in his magnificent Sefer, at the end of Tov Reish Yud Gimel, the Chinuch writes, Va'oiver al zeh v'loy kosav Sefer Torah, Bitul Mitzvah Saseh Va'onshei Godel Moed. Why? Because that is, will cause Bitul Torah. So on one hand, the Sefer HaChinuch writes Lichtoiv, the other hand, Shiyeh lo Sefer Torah Mishalo, on the other hand, it is clear on the Sefer HaChinuch that this mitzvah is associated, major association with the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So therefore, my opinion is, there is no machlekes whatsoever. Everybody agrees the essence of the mitzvah is to have a sefer, to enhance Talmud Torah. But the Maisa mitzvah is ksiva sefer Torah. And therefore, if you buy sefer Torah, you're mekayim the mitzvah. As long as you initiate it, and you are the one that brought about a sefer Torah, that is the mitzvah. There is a discussion in the Achronim, if a person wrote a Sefer Torah and then gave it away to the shul, is that proper conduct? Teres Chaim writes, no, that's Bittul Mitzvah. And the moment he gave away the Sefer, he once again has to write a new one, because he was Mevatel the Mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah. Pischei Tshuva, Reish Ayin Yoreh De'asif Koten Gimel, brings that the Korban Hasanal has a different opinion. Lo kedivrei Torah chay, and the Korban Hasanal says even if you give away the Sefer, you still will mekayim the mitzvah. Many assume that this question depends on the machlokes Rambam and Rash. If the mitzvah is the ksiva, then we don't care if you gave it away. But if the mitzvah is to have a Sefer Torah, then the moment you gave it away, you don't have a Sefer Torah, and that's a bittul mitzvah, and you have to write a new one. But in my opinion, there is no machloikis between Rambam and Rush. So how would we understand the machloikis and Achroinim? I think it's a legitimate question. What it boils down to is the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah have anything to do with Bailas, with possession or not. For some reason, the Torah's Chaim understands that the mitzvah is to have a Sefer Torah. When you give it away, it's not yours, then you no longer have the mitzvah. But I see great logic in the opinion of the Korban Hasanal. Has nothing to do with Bailas. The mitzvah is to write a Sefer Torah, and there should be an additional Sefer. You don't have to learn in your own Sefer. You could learn in the Sefer of the Kol. You don't need your own Sefer Torah. Therefore, the Korban Hasanal feels has nothing to do with violence. Netias Libi, even though I'm not very definitive on this, but I think that the person who wrote a Sefer, and it was Nifsal and Nignas, or Chas V'Sholom, it burned, or was stolen, maybe in that case he definitely does have to write another Sefer. If he gives it away, we don't mind, because it's available. Somebody's going to learn from that Sefer. However, if the Sefer is no longer available, maybe in that case, everybody would agree that he has to write a new one. In the past 400 years, many Achronim dealt with the question, why aren't we makpid that every person writes a Sefer Torah? This is a mitzvah which bears upon each and every individual. Some people write their own Sefer Torah, but most don't. The Be'er Sheva, 400 years ago, raised this question, and he doesn't suggest any reasonable answer. The Shagas Arya, I think it's Simen Lamed Hei or Lamed Vav. Shagas Arya argues, well, in condition of Lamed, because I'll say that we aren't Buki, but Chaseiris V'Yaseiris. So maybe the Sefer is not at all a kosher Sefer, and therefore we don't have a chiyuv to write a Sefer, which is a suffix Sefer Torah. There is a tremendous chorus of Achronim to reject the Shagas Arya. Minchas Chinuch and Maram Shik Mitzvah Tov Reish Yud Gimel. Chuvas Imre Eish. I'm an enikel of the Imre Eish. He was the greatest disciple of the Chassam Sofer. Imre Eish Simen Kuf of Yoredeya. Chikre Leiv Yoredeya Simen Kuf Yutes. Och HaShulchon Simen Reish Ayin Yoredeya. All argue basically the same argument. So how come our tefillin are kosher if we're not booking b'chaseis v'yaseiris? What about our mezuzahs? How do we say a broch on tefillin and mezuzah? Sofak broches lahokal. So obviously our tefillin are kosher, our mezuzah are kosher, then our svayim fetayri should be kosher. So the Michas Chinuch says there are two dinim in chaseiris v'yaseiris. It is only chaseiris v'yaseiris that alter the understanding, the interpretation of the word or the pusik that are psul. But chaseiris v'yaseiris that they have no bearing on the mashmuas, on the understanding, on the interpretation, don't really make a difference, and they don't pass it as safer. So the Michas Chinuch argues when Chazal say we aren't booking b'chaseiris v'yaseiris, they are referring to the later, to the second interpretation, to the second type of chaseiris v'yaseiris, those that have no bearing on the mashmuas of the pusik, and therefore they have no psul. Most of the Echronim totally reject the approach of the Shagasari. Well, I think the more reasonable understanding would be, based on the Rosh and the Levush in Simen Reish Ayin, that Bezman Hazeh, the Ikar Mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is no longer Sefer Torah, but rather Sforim and Poskim. Even according to the Bais Yosef, that the Rosh didn't mean to say that there is no mitzvah in Ksiva Sefer Torah, only Sforim. The Rosh merely meant to argue that we have to write Sforim as well. But nevertheless, we are mekayim the mitzvah by writing other Sforim. And on the other hand, it is a very expensive mitzvah. After all, the Ramo writes in Simen Tov Reish Nun Vav, Ein Odom Chayav Lebazbaz Hon Rav Al HaMitzvahs. There are very few mitzvahs that are as costly as Ksiva Sefer Torah. And therefore, the Chayodim writes in Kral Lamed Aleph, Zif Nun, maybe that's the reason that we aren't makbid with Ksiva Sefer Torah. It's a combination. On one hand, the Ikar Mitzvah Bezman Hazeh is no longer B'Sifra Torah, but rather B'Sifra Limud. On the other hand, this mitzvah is so costly. The Chayodim also argues that Lamdei Torah come before Ksiva Sefer Torah, because Mutar Limkar Sefer Torah, Lelmod Torah. So as long as we have Talmid Chum that we have to support, that comes before the mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah. The mitzvah that we actually read in this week's parsha is the mitzvah of Melech b'ksivas Sefer Torah. Because of lois, Mishnah Torah was ois. And the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Chof Aleph that the Melech had two Sforim. One is Bebeis Genozov, and one is always with him. Yoitzeimoy, Nechnesimoy, Oiseloy Kemin Kameya v'toyla al Zeroyoy. There are four different interpretations. What is this Mishnah Torah that the Melech has to write for himself? According to the Rambam, in Sefer HaMitzvahs and Minyan HaMitzvahs, and once again in Perek Gimel of Hilchas Melochim, it is actually a proper Sefer Torah. The Marshal asks in Sanhedrin Chof Aleph, would that be reasonable that a Melech has to carry a Sefer Torah all day, wherever he goes? So the Maharshal suggests, obviously, it was special artist that had to write a very, very small Sefer Torah with very small oisias. The Mashal says it seems to be Divrei Neviyos. But there are two different interpretations on the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah Shel Melech. In Pesuk Dezuta, it is written that all the Melech needed to have was Mishnah Torah, Chumash Devorim. The interpretation of the Rambam, Mishnah Torah was always like Lecha Mishnah, an additional Sefer, but a proper Sefer Torah. However, in the Psikta, it is obvious that the Kavona is Chumish Devorim, which is defined as Mishnah Torah. And I think it makes a lot of sense, because the Pasuk says, Kosolai Mishnah Torah Zois, Laman Yilmad Li Yiro, Mishnah Torah Chumish Devorim is a Musa Sefer. That is the essence of the Sefer, Divrei Techocha, that Moshe Rabbeinu said before the people. Third interpretation we find in Adar Zakenim, which is a compilation of Balei HaTosfos on the Chumash. And in this week's Parsha, he brings in the name of the Rosh and Balei HaTosfos that Mishnah HaTorah means Aseres HaDibros, and that is based on Rabbeinu Sadi Gaon and Rashi HaTorah, that Aseres HaDibros in a way are a kitzur, a synopsis of all the Taryag mitzvahs. Similar perish we find in Agos HaRashash, Sanhedrin Chof Aleph. And he argues that maybe the Melech had to write something similar to the Minyan HaMitzvahs of the Rambam, a kitzur of Taryag Mitzvah Shebetoyrah. And the Rashash bases his interpretation on Onkelos, Mishnah Torah Zeis Peshegen Oraisu. Now, I'm embarrassed to say I don't really know what the literal translation of Peshegen is. I'm not that fluent in Aramaic. I don't know what Peshegen is. I'm aware that we find the Megillas Esther Peshegen Aksav, but neither do I know how to translate Ha'achashtaronim b'nei Aramochim. So I don't really know what Peshegen is, but the Rashash argues that, once again, some kind of a kitzur, some kind of a synopsis of the Taryag Mitzvahs. Obviously, what brought these Gedolim to suggest these new interpretations is the Shaila of the Marshal. Doesn't seem to be very reasonable that the Melech has to carry a big, heavy Sefer Torah wherever he goes all day and all night. And therefore, some of the Rishonim and Achronim came up with different interpretations. What is this Mishnah HaTorah Azayis that Melech Yisrael has to write? So today we dealt with the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, Al HaMelech Va'al HaHedyet. Today is Rosh Chodesh Elul, Beis de Rosh Chodesh Elul. This morning we heard Kol Shofar. Im Yitoka Shofar Be'ir Va'am Lo Yechradu, the Novi asks. So obviously hearing the Shofar causes us, you know, a tremble in our heart, and it brings us to Cheshbon Nefesh. So Sephardi Jews got up early in the morning and they say Slichas from Rosh Chodesh Elul, Ashkenazim blow the shofar, Elu v'Elu Divrei Elokim Chaim. And the basis of this minhagim is to start the process of Tshuva Shleima, of bringing us back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chassidim tell the story of Rabban HaGadol Mekarlin. It once transpired on the first day of Rosh Hashanah when the Chas and the Baal Shachras shouted HaMelech, he fainted. So after he came back to himself after the davening, he was asked, why was he so overwhelmed when the Chazan said HaMelech? So we mentioned the Gemara in Gittin Daf Nun Vav B'Sha'as Chor Mabayis when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai finally manages to get out of the Chay Mesu'io and he is introduced to Aspasianus Kisar. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai turns to Aspasianus and says, Adoni, the king? And Aspasianus angrily responds, you are Chayv Mis, because I'm not the king. I'm just a consul of the emperor, but I'm not the Roman emperor. If I am the king, where were you till now? So Rabban HaGadol Mekarlin said, suddenly occurring to him, we cry out to HaMelech, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu just might ask, if I am the king, where were you till now? I've been waiting for you throughout the year, since Yom Kippur Tovshin Ayin Gimel. I've been waiting. Where were you? So why don't we faint? Obviously a silly question. We don't faint because we're not really Rabban HaGadol Mekani. But I suggest maybe we don't faint because in all our tefillahs, the Yomim Neroim, we turn to Kodesh Baruch Hu, the double language, Avinu Malkeinu, Father and King. And we always put Avinu before Malkeinu, and then we say Im Kebonim, Im Kavodim. First we are Bonim, and only then Avodim. First you are Father, and only then you are the King. So when a soldier deserts his post and he just walks away, 6 months later he's back at his base, first they throw him into jail until he awaits his trial. But if a son leaves his father's home and he is lost, 6 months later somebody knocks at the door, 3 o'clock in the morning, father and mother jump out of their beds, running to the door, maybe, halavai. And when they open the door and there he is, their son, their beloved son, they hug, they kiss, they cry. Ultimately, this boy will have to explain, where have you been? How come you didn't call? You didn't SMS, you didn't send an email. We haven't heard from you. You will be demanded to explain. But the initial response is overwhelming joy and love. So maybe that is why we don't faint. Because we hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will let us into the house. Embrace, hugging, and loving us like only a father could love his son. And the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to each and every Jew is infinitely greater than any love we could understand, comprehend, far more than Rachmei Av and Ahavas Em. I think the most common and well-known remez in Chodesh Elul is the posuk Ani Ledoidi V'Doidi Li. Those are the four letters of Elul. And some of us think, you know, it's only coincidence. We find a posuk Ani Ledoidi V'Doidi Li, so why not stick around to Elul? But I think it's a profound lesson. Because in our minds, Elul is associated with Emes Yom Adin, with Midas Adin. This remez comes to teach us that Elul is as much about Ahavo than it is about Yiro. It's as much about Rachamim than it is about Din. The Pasuk Ani Ledoidi V'Doidi Li doesn't appear in Sefer Yov. It's in Shir HaShirim. And we all know the story of Shir HaShirim. That Rambam writes in Perek Yud Mehilchas Teshuva that this entire Sefer Shir HaShirim is a mashal to the love story between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Doid, Klal Yisrael is the Rayo, and that is the mashal of Shir HaShirim. So this remez comes to teach us. Elul is not only about Emes Yom Hadin, Elul is about Ahavo. It is about Shir HaShirim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not only a king and we are his servants. First and foremost, he is a father, a loving father, and we are his beloved children. That is the way we have to feel in Chodesh Elul and in the Yomim Neroim. And let us hope and pray that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will really take us as a father, as only a father knows how to love his children. Ovinu, Malkeinu, Choneinu v'aneinu, ki ein banu mas. Ovinu Malkeinu, aseh lamancho, Bohoshien. Let us hope we will all take advantage of this beautiful month of Chodesh Elul, Ani Ledoidi Vedoidi Li. We should take advantage of these great days to properly prepare for the Yom Meron. We should be Zeicher to Racham Eishamayim, to Ahavas Hashem. We should all be Zeicher that this coming year should be a Shnas Eiro, Shnas Brocho, Shnas Gilo Viditzo, Shnas Yeshua Venachomo, Bebias Goel Tzedek, Bemeiro Viomenu Omen.